Welcome to the Rookie Investor Podcast. This episode, we are talking about developing a millionaire investing mindset. So, Gareth, this is perhaps one of the most important things about investing, but possibly the least covered topic. A lot of finance books ignore it.
It's weird, isn't it? They do ignore it, and it tends to come back down to numbers. But I don't think the brain works in numbers. Most people's brains don't work in numbers. Most people's brains work in a sort of a qualitative idea of what they want to achieve in their life, and that's where mindset becomes hugely important. And it's something, Phil, that we're big into. We've done a couple of different podcasts around this. We've done a couple of articles and blog articles all around mindset, because for us, we want people to back themselves. And the back themselves thing isn't just a shitty slogan. There's actually a real meaning behind it. You know, it is about
real ownership.
Absolutely. And it's about people developing that mindset to have the confidence to go out and successfully invest, because successful investing is confidence. So absolutely. So I think what we thought we'd grab is a couple of different areas of mindset that we'll have a chat through. Figure out the kind of pluses and minuses of that sort of particular mindset, and how that mindset in particular can help with your investing. So the first one I'm going to throw out is not a good one.
Okay.
Because I think it's worth doing good or bad.
It's always a good way to start.
It's always a good way to start, because we need to know what the bad is before we know what the good is. Correct.
Up.
That's the idea, I think.
Unless people just push stop now. Probably not a good idea.
This is it. Podcast over. It's like the shortest. We should just do that. We should just do runs of podcasts that are like 2 minutes long.
2 minutes long.
Da-da-da-da. See you later. That's it. Imagine that. You'd be on the bus. You'd never get bored. You'd be
so
great.
Unsatisfied.
The first one for me, and we always rubbish people who do this, it's FOMO. Fear of missing out.
It's FOMO.
That is a absolute ding dong of a investor killer mindset, and unfortunately it's one that we really don't like, and where you'll notice in any of the times we're talking, we're like, avoid that mentality, avoid things in general that jump on that, although not always. But FOMO is the fear of missing out. It's the kind of modern investor thing where people jump on too late onto a stock. So they see a stock rising, they think, I need to get in. They jump on too late, so they miss any particular growth. Then the stock starts to go down and they go, shit, I need to sell. And they sell and they end up losing money. And that's a really common trait, isn't it, Phil, amongst a lot of people getting into investing.
Well, I mean, you look at cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin.
Yeah,
that was a prime example.
Yep.
We've seen that soar. Everyone kind of jumped on at that later stage,
yep.
Got hammered and sold out, and then missed a lot of the opportunity. And that's the thing. I think it was Richard Branson who says, opportunities like the bus. There's always another one coming.
Yeah.
And that's the same with investing in stocks. I mean, there's always opportunity. There's, it's unlimited. Look at Afterpay, for example. You know, there will be another Afterpay stock that goes up by hundreds of percentage points per year. That's just one of the realizations, because people, you get caught up in sort of your own mindset that, if I miss this, these opportunities are really rare, they're not going to happen. These opportunities are literally in the market every single day.
Oh, massive.
It's just that the media is given particular attention to certain ones because they know it'll attract headlines. But what we teach is how to find these endless opportunities.
Almost. That's right. The system that we teach is the system that allows you to not have to rely on this fear of missing out, because you will be the one who'll be able to pick up stocks and understand what's happening in stocks before most other people out there. And I'll add to what you were saying, Phil, in terms of the media. It's also friends and family. I mean, who hasn't talked about crypto? Who hasn't? You know, I'm not saying my grandmother talks about it, but, you chat to mates, and, we've spoken before about friends giving shonky tips and things like that. Oh, man, everyone was ready to jump on the crypto bandwagon two years or a year after it shot up from $1,000 a Bitcoin to $18,000 a Bitcoin. So, and that's a lot of pressure. Like, peer pressure is a massive, it has a massive impact on our, on our mindset. It really does. I think peer pressure is a huge thing, where particularly if you're starting out, you don't have the confidence to go to somebody, hey, look, honestly, you've missed your chance. Or as you rightly point out, there's loads of other chances. I'm not worried about this one. You go ahead.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that when you don't have the knowledge. You don't know the market. You don't know the stock. It's
hard to catch up.
Very hard. And so it's with that baseline of knowledge, you can be Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett is the Omaha of Idaho. And, you know, you listen to him and he always talks about the long game. And he has the confidence to know he can invest in a stock and he'll do it in the long term. And he's one of the richest men in the world. So, you know, look at him. Don't look at people around who jump on the bandwagon.
His rule is he doesn't invest in tech stocks because he doesn't understand them.
Yeah.
Apple's probably an exception recently, but he doesn't believe that's a tech stock. He believes that's more household brand now. But you think of the amount of the FOMO, and like even now he's getting hammered with his investment returns being lower than the S&P 500 over the last 10 years.
Yeah, right.
Because we've been in a bull market, we've been in a tech growth market.
Yeah.
So imagine that guy's, well, not that he'd worry, but the FOMO that he'd experience.
Oh, definitely. Like I think it's inevitable.
Facebook and
Amazon
and buying Google and Netflix. And they're massive returns. They're over 1,000% return, those plays.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just not within his scope. It's just his rule around it. And
he's got a strategy in play, and that strategy means he's become one of the wealthiest people in the world. So, you know, I always look at that. I say, you know, don't forget what people are telling you. What are they doing? If your mates are saying, oh, look, I made money, I did this, that, and the other, and they're living in a, you know, 2 or 3 bed house, and they have an average car, and they've got an average job, and they're, you know, they don't really get, they go on holiday once a year. Well, clearly it's not fucking working for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the reality. You look at somebody like Warren Buffett, and there's different things that have happened there, but the reality is he's a guy who has a mindset that is about success. You look at Richard Branson, he's got a mindset for success in business. You look at Mark Cuban in investing, Peter Thiel in investing, Elon Musk in business. A lot of these guys, actually, the link is a longer-term thought process. They're not interested in an instant gratification, which is what the FOMO thing is all about.
That's what you bring it back down to.
Yeah.
If you're getting caught up in that, you feel yourself getting caught up and excited, you probably need to dig deeper and see what is it that you really want from this investment. Why do you want this money so quickly? And why do you want that amount?
Yeah.
And that'll probably reveal a lot more about your psyche than anything else.
Yeah, awesome. No, that's good. Mm. The next one for me in terms of mindset, so that was FOMO, which is a definite no-no. This one is actually a tour. So it's long and short. So it's long-term, short-term mindset.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is it's all about – there's different strategies in investing. You know, what we cover everything because we're about educating you in all aspects of what investing is about. But, you know, when you get into investing, and you may agree or disagree in this field, but to me, it's about setting up a mindset. Is it a long-term mindset or is it short-term? Both have very different strategies attached to them.
Okay, so you need to know yourself and what type of person you are.
Mm.
You can certainly develop a long-term mindset where you sit and forget. But some people, particularly like with trading opposed to investing, it's kind of that sort of something to do. Mm. It's sort of their poison, if you will, their entertainment, and they get a good emotion from it. So if you find yourself doing that, a good blend is doing both.
Okay.
Committing, say, let's do $500 every single month to the S&P 500 for 20 years. That's your long-term investment strategy.
Yeah.
Because investing is generally boring. Like, reading through those financial statements and analyzing stocks and doing that is, you know, it's if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So you've got to do that discipline part, and it's worth it. You build a massive seven-figure legacy from doing it. Mm. But what I tell other people is just day trade or do short-term trading. So that takes care of your excitement and almost take it as like your entertainment for the week. So $500 a month goes into investing, and then you might start having $100 here and there just trading markets. And that way, what you do is your $500 a month, you keep contributing to that.
Yeah.
Even though it's boring, you're getting your reward system from the trading.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a strategy to keep that longer term play. Because what happens is, you know, you start doing well, you do it for 2 or 3 years, doing $500 a month. And you're like, oh, this is going great. Maybe I can speed things up. And then that's when you start moving away from your system.
Yep.
But if you go trade, like trading's really fun.
We teach that, don't we, Phil? It might be worth mentioning the masterclass because it's all of these strategies.
Well, that's why we included in the masterclass. Yeah. So we go through in the masterclass, cheekinvestor.com/masterclass, go through value investing, growth investing, some really killer investment strategies that professionals use. And we also go through trading, kind of day trade or short-term trade the market. And that's to build money, not so much income, but it's also a psychological kind of strategy. And, I use that when I was starting out. You just kind of throw $100 into the market and trade that. And if you can flip it into $500, $1,000, that's kind of cool.
Mm.
But yeah, it just kind of leaves your longer term strategy alone because otherwise you get bored.
I like that double A. I don't think we've spoken about that before. I think that makes a lot of sense. Particularly for people that are saying they don't want to risk everything, but they want to grow money at a pretty good, like they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s even, and they're saying, I need to move a little bit to generate money. Well, great. If you're at a stage where you're earning enough money, then you could put 1,000 into the S&P 500 every month whatever.
Yeah.
And you could take two, but I really like that as a kind of a mental way to make it fun.
A lot of people tell you to take like a holistic approach. Like, sure, technically you're doing 500 a month, S&P 500, and you're blowing $100 a month trading, then it diminishes your return because you're losing $100 a month.
Yep.
But that's not an effective way to look at it. I'd be more looking at the consistent $500 a month return.
Yeah.
And if you do that, like 99 to 2019, $500 a month into that market, S&P 500, would be worth about $650,000 now.
Yeah.
Just by doing that contribution. So who cares if you spent, $10,000 trading the market to entertain
yourself? Yeah, to have a bit of fun and, that's right, and win and lose.
It's still a substantial amount of money afterwards.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I really like that one. So, that's a really good tip actually. So on the long and short, you're actually saying a really good strategy that we teach is you do a little bit of both. So you have your safety net on the one hand, but then you have your fun money on the other hand. And hey, who knows, you might end up absolutely loving the day trading. You might fucking kill it. And you might say, hey, I'm going to put a little bit more into day trading because I'm happy with that. I'm confident in myself and my ability. And that kind of leads on to the next mindset trait for me, which is really important, which is understanding your ability and trusting your ability. So that's a little bit like know yourself, but what it's about is if you've had the education, such as you go through the masterclass, you've thrown the money out there, you've figured a couple of things out the hard way, but you haven't really lost much money. Don't then do what a lot of people do is they'll go and do all that. They'll spend the money on these courses. They do the courses. They do one trade and they lose it. There's a 50% drop for whatever random reason. And they go, no, I'm not good at this. I'm not doing that again. That to me is one of the absolute killers. It is kind of tied in with action, but it's about trusting who you are. Everyone, if you want to build wealth these days, you can't put money in a bank account and watch it grow. It doesn't happen. You can take risks in jobs, but I'd argue, if someone's pushing their way up in promotions and jobs, you're equally trusting your instincts and your ability to get higher and higher in a company. So it's the same thing. Investing is no different. If you look at it like that, it's you have to, if to be successful in it, you have to believe in how you're investing and in the fact that it will work. Trust the system. And that's the great thing about, we teach about systems. Systems are the way to allow you to trust your instincts. Because if you're just throwing money into random things like so many people do, like I did, you end up going, oh, all my money's gone and that was a waste of time. I'm rubbish at doing this. I'm never going to do it again. If you have a system, you can analyze what went wrong. You can correct it, change it, improve, optimize, and change it. So to me is a really big mindset is that whole trust yourself. Don't be afraid to push out because, your system is telling you something that you might think, oh, I don't know. Do it, because honestly, that's where you'll really begin to get those gains, is as you build that trust within yourself and you really let yourself decide and your system decide how you're going to invest.
And I think when you take on investing for the first time, a lot of people expect to, make some decent money from it and be reasonably good at it in sort of a short period of time. But I think you've really got to take on a student mentality or a student approach. Yep. Like, be a real student of investing. So treat it like it's an apprenticeship or a university degree, where you're committed to, 4 years worth of study and trial and error. And, as you start to make consistent wins and identify, good returns, that's when you're going on to like the next stage. That's when you're going on year two, year three, postgraduate, and you're really honing in on your skills. it's something that there's some elements of investing that I'm still learning about. Yeah, different formulas and you know, really detailed sort of mathematical equations that I've just never really been exposed to before.
Yeah.
So it's really a lifelong learning, and commit to that learning process is
I like that. And also the thing on, you're right. I mean, I'm sure there's some quote from one of the big investor guys about, you know, you're always a student of investing type things. This idea that people in business say the same thing. Like, you talk to very successful business people and they say, oh, you know, I'm still learning. Like, I don't stop learning. If I stop learning, I'm going to fail. You know, that's the kind of mentality. And I think that's absolutely right. And that's very much tied into this. But it is also about knowing your level, I think, as well. And that's a point, particularly for me coming at it as an amateur. I wouldn't necessarily want to dive into the complex stuff you're looking at, Phil, as a more experienced investor, because that would kind of scare me off a bit. So, you know, I know there's a level for me to start at. So for example, we have a program, the 10-day investor program, which is for newbie investors, never tried it before. We basically take you through in 10 days from absolutely don't know anything about investing to becoming a successful investor. And you do your first trade and it's awesome. I actually did that program, and that, for example, that empowered me to have the confidence to be able to look at investing in a different way, to see that there is the possibility to understand what the market's going to do in a very general sense, maybe more than a general sense, actually. With the different types of investing that the 10-day investor covers, you can actually predictably choose stocks that are going to increase in value. So I think for me, it is also knowing that kind of level when you're getting into investing is don't you know, jump into the deep end and then go, oh, this is too much, I don't understand anything. Start at the level you should be starting at and work your way through. And I think that's
very important. Have an honest conversation with yourself.
Mm.
Just say, this is where I'm at. This is my limitation. It's like, I remember the first time I went to the gym, I was much about like 122 kilos, I think, on max.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, man. That's
savage. Having a PT, and we sat down at the leg press machine, and this chick got off, tiny girl, leg pressing like 60 kilos or something. And then I remember having to remove weights from that. and then struggling to be able to do it, yeah.
Oh, man.
And one of the lessons I learned from that is you kind of focus on your own race. Like, you see other people like at the gym and you're like, fine, that person's smaller than me. But it's all about your kind of progress.
Mindset. Yeah,
having
that's
conversation
a good
and saying, no, this is where I'm at. Let's build on what I'm sort of doing.
I like that. That's definitely that's a very good mindset trait to have, is concentrating your own game. Don't be affected by what other people are doing. There are people that will be successful. There will be people that won't be successful. And there'll be people that will be successful at different times to you. So even though, again, it's back to me, it's back to this FOMO thing where, you know, you'll have a friend who says, oh yeah, a buddy of mine, he threw, you know, $1,000 into crypto back in the day. And oh, he's now got $600,000. I mean, that may be true, may not be true, but, you know, he may have done that, but he may have blown that money investing in other things. Like, you know, so you can't ever rely on what you're hearing. And I think it's, again, it's human nature. We're sociable creatures. Oh. We want to, you know, and we're competitive. We want to compare.
Best analogy I've just sort of right there.
Oh, here we go.
On
bang,
the spot. Best analogy.
It's better be. I swear to God. You've interrupted my bloody train.
It is amazing. Okay. I'm like, I need to interrupt this because this is just gold. Okay. It's like, you know, knowing where you're at when you rock up to the party late. And everyone else is kind of drunk, and you try and drink really, really quickly to catch up and get to their level.
Yeah.
Does that ever end well?
No, not generally, not from my experience.
Very
you
quickly.
End up blowing
you
your
there
load,
for 2 seconds,
puking everywhere,
puking
making
everywhere,
a dick
going
yourself,
to bed,
going to bed, being that prat who fell asleep at 9 o'clock and being covered in I don't know, cream, whatever, just tomato sauce, whatever everything's around.
That is the exact same investing. You come in, you try and rapidly catch up with knowledge and compare yourself to people that are at a higher level, and then you just blow your bank account and get made fun of.
I like that. And that is a good analogy. I'll give you that. You've ruined my train
of thought.
Anyway,
no,
that's very good.
No one can ruin your train of thought.
No, that's true. Although you have. I like that. And it is very true. And you'll notice a lot of these mindset traits are actually, a lot of them come back to the same thing. It's about knowing yourself, knowing the market, knowing the stock. It's about that education process that you have to do. You know, stock investing isn't a gamble. It's not, okay? You can make it a gamble, but you make it a gamble by not knowing what you're doing. That's a gamble, right? In the same way that if you hop in a car and you don't know how to drive, you're gambling with your life if you try and drive. So what do? Well, you go through this whole process of learning. In the case of car driving, you have to go, someone else has to review if you're going to be good or bad. That doesn't happen in stock investing. It's up to you to learn what you're supposed to be doing. So you have to do that education bit. And I think that's the really important with a lot of these mindset traits. It is around knowing your system, it's knowing the market, understanding the stock, and knowing yourself and your ability. The final one for me is the classic, we always talk about it. You buy the course, you spend all your money, not all your money, but you know, you spend the money. You avidly follow every single bit of the course. Love it, love it, love it. You're interactive in the groups. You're awesome. You're this super duper guy, but you never invest. You never take the action. And you look back in 6 months' time and go, oh yeah, I did that course. Well, it never really worked out. I'm actually doing this other course on Shopify now. That is killer. To me, we live in a shiny object world where the internet is designed to get your attention and people sell products and offers designed to basically open your wallet. And it's so easy to buy a course when you think, yeah, I'm really, really excited. And to then either go through it fully, like lots of people do, and never actually invest and go, oh, that never really worked out for me. We always push, and like we are always in the Facebook group. So if you're part of our crew, if you come on as a cheeky crew and you buy any of our products, we make sure to look after you. You're in the group, and we're putting things in there, we're asking questions, we're getting people involved, and there's lots of chat going on. And that's to me is one of the most important things of buying from us or from anyone else that does the same sort of thing, because it's not actually just getting that product. It's the community, and it's the push from others. Support is a better word. Thank you. The support from people and the kick in the arse that people can give you in a very nice way when you need it to go ahead and actually take action. And I think to me, that's the most important mindset of all. In anything, if you want to succeed in life, if you don't take action, nothing will happen. If you take action, you may fail, but you've learned, you'll be better next time and you'll improve. And I think that's a huge thing to absolutely. Massive. Yep. Yep.
It's yeah. And just one last thing, it's not so much mindset, but
you better not end. That's literally, I did me talk. That was like the best ending mindset. I G'd everyone up. Everyone out there in the podcast world is like, yeah, woo, 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 we're doing it, motherfuckers. On the bus, on the train. Now you're like, oh yeah, there's one more.
Time to bring the mood back down.
I've got another analogy.
Sorry, God. I did have one analogy that I didn't share because I'm like, no, don't won't ruin his train of thought again.
Don't overanalyze. He got aggressive
last time.
All right, tell me.
Warren Buffett lives in Omaha. It's not New York. The world's greatest investor, him and Charlie Munger, two world's greatest investors, live nowhere near Wall Street. Have people not put this together as to why? You think all the fund managers are in Wall Street or, you know, some financial hub of the world. So these guys are in this little tiny town that's about 3-hour flight, I think, from New York in the middle of nowhere. That's because he wants to remove himself from all the hype that goes with the Wall Street, all that energy around it. He said when he was there and you walk around, you get caught up in the lifestyle, the cars, the clothing, you know, the apartments, the lifestyle, and it just clouds your judgment. That's when you start to feel like you're not keeping up with other people.
Yeah.
He doesn't pay for a Bloomberg stock ticker that updates the price every single day.
Yeah.
Every other professional does that, so they have the information on demand. He doesn't pay for that. He really removes himself from that investing world. And I think that's kind of that's like the ultimate level to get to. Is kind of remove yourself from what's sort of happening on that day-to-day basis. Because someone recently asked me what my morning routine was like around investing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even look at the markets. It wasn't until one of our students, because I invested in Boral recently, and he'd sent me a message. He's like, oh, what's happening with Boral? They're gone down. I'm like, shit, didn't even know. Apparently their CEO was doing some dodgy stuff over in the US, like misreporting and that. But yeah, if you can get to that level where you don't care what the stock is kind of doing, you've kind of backed yourself and removed yourself from what's happening in the market. Yeah, that's where you want to sort of head.
Cool. No, that's good. That's a good way to finish it. So hopefully some really good mindset, you know, ideas and traits and tips in there. My biggest takeaway is always about taking action, irrespective of where you're at. If you're you know, an experienced investor, if you're a newbie, if you're whatever, you always, action leads to results. Results are positive. They move you forward in life. Not taking action means you're not going to get anywhere. So whoever you are, irrespective, action could be starting to watch YouTube videos on investing. It could be starting to look up stock market prices, starting to understand graphs. It's starting, and that starting point, that's like the, that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest leap to success. If you start, you'll very quickly realize it's not as big as or daunting as you thought. And actually, you'll quickly get an education that you'll start to enjoy. You'll get into it more. So that probably for me is the biggest takeaway. But I don't know about you, Phil. What's your biggest?
I mean, taking action is always good. Like, we can talk about, you know, everything and provide this education. But yeah, taking that first step, and it doesn't have to be massively audacious. You don't need to wait till you have $10,000 before you start to look at investing. Jump onto something like Stake with $100. And just fucking put your money in something and see what happens. See what happens to the market afterwards. See what happens on the news. Follow it every day for the next month or whatever. Get used to that process, because that lesson is going to be way more valuable, particularly in, you know, 5 or 6 years' time. Yeah, you're going to start to remove your emotion and be a really good investor.
Yeah, love it. Rightio. Thank you all so much. As always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out Cheeky Investor. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/cheekyinvestor. We've got our website, cheekyinvestor.com. As always, we've got some incredible new products that we're going to be running. Not as always, actually, this is a little bit special. Over the next sort of 4 weeks odd, we're going to be releasing lots of new products and lots of new offers. So my advice is get on, sign up to our newsletter. We're sending really awesome content out all week. So stuff, it's really, it shouldn't be free, but we just want to teach people lots of things. So check all that out. And yeah, if you like our podcast, comment, review, do whatever you need to do, and we'll check you out next week. Thank you.